WWKY Winchester, NBC News Time. It's 5 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Former President Trump is back in a New York City court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors again heard testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who explained this week how he protected Trump from negative stories leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Trump faces felony charges of falsifying business records to cover up payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep her quiet about an alleged affair. The clock is ticking for pro-Palestinian protesters on the campus of Columbia University. University administrators say they need to clear out the encampment in less than 24 hours or they'll be forced to take action. Students want amnesty for any students who may have been arrested or suspended as a result of the protests. There's a large pro-Palestinian protest moving through the streets of Philadelphia. Police are on the scene and it appears to be peaceful so far. It's the latest in dozens of protests across the U.S. against Israel and its war with Hamas. The University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be able to give her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. Dozens of people were arrested after a pro-Palestinian protest erupted on campus this week. Salvage and recovery crews are marking a new milestone at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse in Baltimore. Thursday morning, a new deepwater channel opened up and the first ship was able to pass by the bridge wreckage en route from the port of Baltimore to Canada. The Panamanian flag cargo vessel is one of several ships being allowed to leave the port since being stranded following the March 26 collapse. Soulja Boy says he wants to help save TikTok. Congress passed a bill on Wednesday that requires TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company ByteDance to sell the app or else it will be banned in the United States. Soulja Boy has offered up a solution, posting, "How much y'all want for TikTok? I'll buy it." The rapper tagged the social media company in the post. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you pay for only what you need. No one should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance. Liberty Mutual customizes insurance so you pay for only what you need. Customize and save with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
Learning more about Kentucky Derby competitors, an Arkansas couple honored their 9-year-old granddaughter by naming a thoroughbred after her. Now, Honor Marie is set to run next Saturday.
The father is Honor Co. The mother is Dame Marie. And we're like, we've got to name the horse something after our granddaughter. And his grandmother was a Marie. And our daughter's a Sarah Marie. So Marie's just kind of deep in the family.
Carrie and Alan Ribble's colt earned a trip to Louisville after a runner-up finish in the Louisiana Derby. Honor Marie is trained by Whit Beckman and will be ridden by jockey Ben Curtis. Meantime, the owner of Muth had asked a federal judge for a hearing to decide if that colt could run in the Derby. The horse was trained by Bob Baffert. He is still suspended from Churchill Downs. The judge ruling that Muth will not be allowed to race in an appeals hearing. The 150th Kentucky Derby will generate over $400 million in economic impact for the city of Louisville. Louisville's tourism office says that local hotels are at about 92% occupancy at this point for Derby Week. And the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco Firearms is offering a unique course for Kentuckians. We get more from John Shannon.
The ATF will hold its annual Citizens Academy in Louisville. The Academy provides an in-depth, unique look into the federal agency tasked with the enforcement of crime guns, arson, and explosive laws. Topics such as mission history, canine operations, and explosive familiarization, including range days, are all part of the course. Candidates will also discover how local communities and citizens can play a key role in ATF's critical mission. Interested candidates should go to the ATF's Louisville Field Office website and complete the Citizens Academy application. The deadline for submission is May 17th. There's no cost to attend the Academy.
That is John Shannon reporting. I'm Jack Crumley.
This is the Kentucky News Network.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky. At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Where you turn when you need to know. Up-to-the-minute team coverage continues now. This is WWKY News.
Mostly sunny today, high 62, overnight low 49, partly cloudy tomorrow with a chance for thundershowers, a high tomorrow 71. Your LEX18 forecast comes in 8 minutes. Prevent Child Abuse Kentucky hosted the Child Abuse Prevention Month Strengthening Caregivers and Communities through Prevention Education Summit yesterday. It focused on topics like fatherhood, electronic crime against children, and corporal punishment. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman funded the summit and attended. A federal judge has upheld a $360,000 judgment against former Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis. A jury ruled last year Davis had to pay a same-sex couple and their attorneys for refusing to issue a marriage license to the couple in 2015. As temperatures warm, more people are spending time outside, and this means that tick activity is up. A few tick species are common in Kentucky, including the Lone Star tick, black-legged deer tick, and the American dog tick. Upland Hansel pitched a one-hitter last night as GRC defeated Lexington Catholic at Cardinal Field 5-1. The GRC softball team hosts Montgomery County tonight at GRC. First pitch is at 6. You can listen to that game on our sister station, WMST, 1150 AM, 106.9 FM, and WMSTradio.com. We'll take a look at sports when WWKY News continues.
Attention, small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation. Mark Fox, who has 18 years of collegiate head coaching experience, has joined the Kentucky men's basketball staff as an associate coach. Owning a career record of 324 wins, 263 losses, Fox has directed teams to 4 regular season conference titles, 5 NCAA tournament appearances, and 10 total postseason appearances during his collegiate coaching tenure. Fox hired Pope for his first collegiate basketball position. Pope served as the director of basketball operations at Georgia in 2009-2010. In Fox's most recent head coaching stint, he led the California program for 4 seasons. Leading up to his tenure with the Bears, Fox compiled a 123-43 record in his 5 seasons at Nevada and 163-133 mark at Georgia. Well, the $200 million paddock at Churchill Downs is ready to go for Kentucky Derby 150. Guests start with ticket holders in the Elite Paddock Club, where a single Derby Day seat runs from $11,000 to $16,000. This buys you a face-to-face, climate-controlled view of the horses and an exclusive tunnel access to the paddock itself. Major League Baseball, it was the Reds over the Phillies 7-4, Cardinals 5, Diamondbacks 1, Mets over the Giants 8-2, the Orioles 6, Angels 5, Red Sox shut out the Guardians 8-0, it was the Brewers over the Pirates 3-2, the Dodgers defeated the Nationals 11-2, Rays 7, Tigers 5, Yankees over the Athletics 7-3, it was the Braves over the Marlins 4-3, Twins 6, White Sox 3, Cubs over the Astros 4-3. Royals defeated the Blue Jays 3-2. Rangers over the Mariners 5-1. And the Padres defeated the Rockies 5-2. In the NBA, it was the Heat over the Celtics 111-101. And the Thunder over the Pelicans 124-92. Your LEX 18 forecast is up next when WWKY News continues.
You've been planning to build a pole barn or install a new metal roof, but you want to make sure they're built to last. Mansi Metal is a local company that manufactures quality metal roofing and post-frame buildings right here in central Kentucky. This means you'll have everything you or your contractor needs to install that metal roof or put up a building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester factory or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEAMetal.com.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Community Trust Bank is truly building communities built on trust. With interest rates, there may be no better time than now to think about buying or building that new home. Our friendly, professional staff is happy to assist you. We also have a wide variety of business loans to meet your needs. Stop by and see us at any one of our 79 branch offices or apply online at ctbi.com. That's ctbi.com.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
We'll end up mostly sunny and cool Thursday. Highs in the low 60s, mid-40s, and partly cloudy overnight. Friday, a little warmer, partly sunny, highs around 70. Watch for scattered showers, few thundershowers later in the day. And then Saturday, lingering clouds, isolated showers in the morning, highs in the mid-70s, could push 80 by the end of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Tom Ackerman with your LEX 18 Storm Tracker forecast on Winchester's WWKY.
Feet off a beam.